join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
It was one of those days at the office when I felt pressured by too much to do. But I was working hard to complete each task, and I was making good progress. Just then, my husband asked me if I had time to run an errand for him. Something flared up inside of me, and in my mind I immediately answered him with a very firm no, even though my answer wasn't audible. I'm sure by the look on my face he detected that I didn't want to do what he needed to have done, however. It was not an unreasonable request, and he had asked me very kindly. As I quickly thought it over, I realized I was the logical one to run the errand. After all, I had more time than he did. So I said yes and started for the car. But inside I was still resentful of being interrupted. I climbed in the driver's seat, and as I started the car, I switched on the radio. Immediately I heard the words of someone who was asking, "Have you ever presented your body to the Lord as a living sacrifice?" "Okay, Lord," I thought, "I hear you loud and clear." In Romans 12, Paul says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God." Yes, I had made that commitment, but doing it in a beautiful candlelit service at church or youth camp is one thing. Living out that commitment in everyday life is quite another thing. The Lord and I had some business to take care of right then and there. I confessed my lack of willingness and asked His forgiveness. Then I could run the errand with a heart free of resentment. You too, at one time or another, may have offered your life to the Lord as a living sacrifice, but maybe you, like me, need to update your contract. How about doing it right now? I'm sure God would be glad to listen.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.